Hi guys, welcome back to Real Life Issues with Coco. It's Alasha. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for feedback from last episode. Yeah, I got feedback from quite a number of people where they mentioned that there's a possibility that the girl must have seen traces, but she could have ignored it and stuff. So, well, people had different opinions, and you know, I really just wanted to know if it was possible to know the things that are being hidden from you, but the things that someone is trying to hide from you, right? All right. So today, I just really wanted to talk about my feelings, right? And I just was going to pull out there, like, how do you move past the numbness you feel towards someone that you really used to care about so much? I mean, like, that friend that you probably would always talk to every day, or that partner that could literally, that you could literally tell anything, or the partner that can tell, like, anything that is happening to you at the moment, even if they are or they are not with you. It's like you just feel no emotions at all now for someone that all the emotions you have would rush down for, like, before now. You are just there, nothing is springing up, there is just this emotional disconnect or isolation from this person in particular. Like, you just don't feel it, you have tried but nothing. And yes, before you say pray, I like to say that I've done that and I'm still doing that. Like, please don't also think about the, don't also say think about the good times because of the videos. Like, I mean, I've had people tell me think about the good times, you know, it might just be a moment of now and everything. I'm like, I've had to watch videos, read chats, listen to music that we usually listen to together, thought of times that we've had together. I mean, if these things were like a disc, it would probably skip a lot by now, because that's how much I've tried to drown myself into these things to make me maybe reconnect back. But I honestly feel like there has to be something beyond the superficial to do by yourself to really get out of that numbness. Maybe I'm crazy, Sha, but there has to be. Like, I just hate to feel helpless sometimes, like there's nothing else to do. And really, I've just concluded that sometimes you just gotta wait, let God and nature just take a course, like, let things just go as they would go. Maybe if I don't try so hard, it'll probably come easy and stuff. I mean, let's believe it will just naturally find its way back. Like, everything will just be rekindled on its own. Maybe you just need time. Maybe you just need space. Maybe you just need to act like it never happened and try to, like, meet the person all over again, like where you met them before. And no, maybe the spark will just come out. And honestly, I honestly don't know. I don't know, really. Or maybe it's just over. Like, I mean, that's, I really, really just wanted to talk about my emotions today. Like, and it's, trust me, it's not like to the rest of the world, it's just to this particular person. Yes, there are reasons and stuff, but then I just feel like it shouldn't totally be done, it shouldn't totally be over like that, right? But like I said, maybe it's just over, or maybe I just need to relax and just let things happen naturally again or something. I really don't know. I just really want to talk about my emotions. You all know this is like a safe place for me. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for those that eventually reach out after they listen. Thank you guys, I really appreciate you. I do not take the love for granted. This new week, you know, make effort to love everyone around you, be kind to somebody. You never know who you are, you know, doing something amazing for. A little act of kindness can actually go a very, very long way. You guys should please spread love. If they serve you breakfast, you know, pick lunch and then eat it better. Love harder next time. Pick the lessons and move on. And if, you know, your relationship is still going as strong, congratulations. Keep loving, keep living, you know, and, you know, just have the best life that you can have. Please do not forget to take care of yourself. Stay jiggy, guys. Have an amazing week ahead. I love you. Peace out.